KKRN thanks Healthy Shasta for supporting community radio.
Here we go. Good afternoon. You're listening to KKRN. We're licensed in Bella Vista, studios up here on Round Mountain. The time is 12:02, and it is time for Locomotion with Shane. I'm Shane Houchins. I'll be your host for the next hour, and we're going to bring you some local music today. I am so glad that you invited me into your home, your vehicle, wherever you're listening at KKRN, because today I have one of my personally favorite singer-songwriters, just a all-around good kind of fellas in the studio with me today, and I'm talking about Mr. Jonathan Foster. Jonathan, say hello.
Hey,
to Shasta County.
Shane and listener land, happy Friday to you.
Hey, thanks, boy, and glad you made it up the mountain here. Wasn't that nice having that little bit of rain yesterday, cleaned up the air and made the...
beautiful.
Yeah, and I want to... Jonathan is just actually coming home from a national...
I didn't remember the plane ride or the boat ride. I don't remember going to Canada, I guess.
Yeah, well, Jonathan's been on one side of the States and back again, promoting his newest album, his newest recording. And he's here today in the studio to share that with the KKRN listening audience. And we're so very grateful for you, Jonathan, coming up. And we're going to talk a little bit about your trip, too, if that's all good.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll just talk about whatever comes to mind, so be prepared. And Jonathan, you've been in the music industry for quite a while now. This newest release of yours, Green-Eyed Bird, is your third CD release. Is that true? Is that right?
Yeah, it's my third studio album, full-length studio album. I have a few other projects. it's my sixth full-length project, but third studio album that I did here at After Hours Recorders in Reading. And this is the follow-up. I had a live album the year before, and this is the follow-up studio album from the Help Me Run project from 2015. And it's been really exciting to get it out there and play this summer. And it's a fun collection of songs, pretty much all from the last 2 years, excluding one older tune that I brought back that I had never done a studio recording of that I'll play later. But it's fun. There's 12 songs. It's a kind of a mix between the solo singer songwriter thing, and then I have some really really great accompaniment on a bunch of tunes with Joe Mischel on drums and Morgan Hannaford on several instruments, including the dobro, mandolin, and pedal steel guitar, and then some special guest appearances and co-writes with some other good friends of mine.
All of them being local Shasta County folks, and
my drummer Joe is out there in Syracuse, New York, where I used to live, and we had a band back there, and the power of technology, we got him into a studio there in downtown Syracuse with the tracks for about six tunes, and he laid them down in one day. It was fantastic, and sent them through the interwebs, and Bruce Turgan over there at After Hours mixed them in fantastically.
Yes, you're mentioning about doing your last, well, all three of your efforts here with Bruce Turgeon of After Hours Studios. And Bruce does a lot of support for the local musicians here, and not only mixes and masters, he also accompanies you on this one, doesn't he?
He does. He's my engineer, and he got, let's see, what did he work? He did some guitar work on one of the tunes. He's been playing 12-string electric quite a bit, and sounds really good. And that's on the Syracuse tune, coincidentally. Fit that one in there too, I think.
All right, well, I think maybe we could just get right with the program here and get this music rolling, and why don't you introduce your song. And you know what I've really grown to love about having the musicians come into the studio is that after listening to their music, I might think I know what the song is about, and then they come in and fill me in on the real story behind the music, and it kind of changes the way you listen to the song. And Jonathan, go ahead and introduce your song. Let us know what it's about. And
well, sure. Since we brought up Syracuse twice already, we'll just go right into the fifth track. It's called Holiday in Syracuse, and there's not actually a giant story behind this. It's fabricated. There's no really truth to this story. I did spend four, dark winters in Syracuse, New York, which have kind of a drabby sense when you're in school and you don't have a lot to do, and really short days and cold and wet. And I really enjoyed my time there and made great friends, and I got my degree there and used to play a lot of music. But this is just kind of a funny song that was kind of my finally I gave up and decided I needed to write a holiday song that's not really a holiday song. So
okay.
Without further ado. It's been 5 or 6 years since I've been here. Since I've been here, it's all become quite clear, it's past time. It's past time to go back in time. And it rains all day, it snows all night. When it snows all night, you know the winter's gonna be bright. It's gonna be so bright till it melts away. And it melts away nearly every day. And what is the use? I have no excuse. In the salt city glow, the gears and engines roar. Where the gears and engines roar, I can hear my baby, she calls me. Oh, every night, 'cause I've got a girl, Syracuse. And what is the use? I have Christmas Day. I never send out cards anyway. Stick out your thumb, I will give you a ride. For the watering hole will keep us warm tonight on this silent night. And what is the I've been here, since I've been here, it's all become quite clear, it's past time. It's past time to go back in time.
Okay, hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Jonathan Foster on Locomotion with Shane on KKRN Community Radio, and that was Jonathan's song, Syracuse. Jonathan, is that a new song off of this, or is that one of your prior releases?
No, it's a brand new tune. I think Everything Today, I'll just play off the new record to promote the Green Eyed Bird album that just came out July 4th. And, that shows up there, my Christmas song, if you will.
Okay, and how can people get a hold of this Green Eyed Bird?
Well,
I always want to say green-eyed monster, but it's a green-eyed bird, isn't it?
Well, hopefully it turns into a monster.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
You can find it on the World Wide Web, several links on my website, www.jfmusic.com, and all your favorite online resources like iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music. Locally, I'm not sure if it's, it should be at Music Connection soon. I don't think it's at, I'm still working on a couple of physical locations, but you can also visit MiracleMileRecords.com, where a lot of our projects are located as well, and there's links to all that. But yeah, love to get new ears on the music at any time.
Right, and your website, your personal website, is at jfmusic.net or com?
.net. Did I say .net. .com?
You did. When,
I got to buy that domain. Somebody else owns it.
Yeah, it's funny. I was looking on YouTube a little while ago, just earlier today, to pull up your Reclamation Town song. And up on YouTube, it, the first thing that popped up was the murder case of Jonathan Foster.
Another, like, what? Another very unfortunate situation.
Well, that's, well, this Jonathan Foster, he's here live, and well,
if you get real, if you get real curious, and you can look back. I'm not gonna, I don't perform it, but I have a song called Jonathan dedicated to that young Jonathan.
Oh, is that right? Well, yeah. Well, maybe we'll talk about that some other time. We're here to promote the live Jonathan.
I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we play Reclamation Town then?
Okay, and before you play it, though, let's talk a little bit about that Reclamation Town. This is a song that won an award here. Jonathan, why don't you let us know about that?
Oh,
accolades. Pat yourself on the back. Once in a while, it's okay to do it. You're very humble.
I appreciate it. The city of Shasta Lake and After Five Magazine put out a kind of a request for songs to fill a marketing need that they were looking for to kind of have a promotion of their town or their for the city and for other promotional activities, like for the Danbury that they host. And so I'm like, well, shoot, I can do that. I like the history around these parts. I've lived here long enough. And so it was fun. It's called Reclamation Town. It's a little bit of a play on all the small villages that were around. And I reference Project City and when Shasta Dam was built. And so it's just a folky tune. I kind of thought about what Woody Guthrie would have done in more of a modern sense. And it's definitely just a little folk tribute to our little lake village up there on the I-5.
Right. And we just really love having the not only local history in the music we hear, but when it comes from a local singer-songwriter, that makes it even more special. So here's Reclamation Town with Mr. Jonathan Foster.
Central Valley, well, they built Project City where concrete defies gravity, and with more than 10,000 hands they built the big dam where Shasta Lake now stands. And it flooded the hills, oh, far and wide, where the miners and loggers reside in the native land of the Wintu tribe, where the hard workers earn their fruits and lay down all their roots. I'm telling you, it's quite a sight. Reclamation Town, recreation abound, where the water's weight's more than gold by the dam of old Frank Crow. Can still find a silver dollar, children's rock and floating houses, in a grindstone large as an ox. It's a little slice of American life where the people, they're still polite all along. Historic 99, you'll find Reclamation Town, recreation abound, where the water's weight's more than gold by the dam of
Reclamation Town, Jonathan Foster's award-winning song about our little Shasta Lake area. And, you know, there's a lot of people that live up here in the Great North State that have little clue about what is under Shasta Lake. And that little song gives a little hint about it. We got a lot of great things going on up here in Shasta County. And one of the great things I found is our music scene that we have here, and the collaboration between all the musicians. And Jonathan, you play with quite a list of musicians here. I know on this new CD you have Bruce Turgeon, and as well as Morgan Hannaford and Ron Gillette, Jim Dyer, and let's see, oh yeah, Susie Foster, which is Jonathan's wife, if you didn't catch the last name, Susie Foster. And you got a great companion there, Jonathan. I know Susie, she's a one of our humble heroes in Shasta County, and I won't brag on her too much without making her turn all red-faced, but I just wanted to let folks know that Jonathan, he's got great backing, which is very important to a musician. But because Jonathan, music just doesn't fill the bread box, does it? You have another job as well too, don't you?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, we all do what we have to. I'm also a wildlife biologist and wetland ecologist. I have a 16 or 17 year career, and so I juggle. Yeah, I mean, for the last 5 years, I've been on my own, doing the music thing and doing the consulting for my other life and my other hat that I wear, as well as you know, we put together the Miracle Mile Records independent label project, and that's, you know, that's a result of all the support that I get from everybody that you just mentioned. And you know, it's kind of a collaborative and collective that allows us to do these type of projects and lift each other up for both my projects and you know, my counterparts. And so it's been an exciting few years of doing this stuff. And you're right, I am surrounded by, I'm very grateful and I'm very lucky and I'm very humbled by all the support that I do get, and the wonderful fruits that come out of our labors as well.
Right. You guys, you've picked up quite a few musicians that Miracle Mile Records represents now. And that's a really neat... You guys got a great website there too, where people can go and check out some of the other musicians and their style of music. And yeah,
well, that's thank you.
Yeah, Miracle Mile Records, and that's .com, right?
MiracleMileRecords.com. Okay, yeah, I made sure I did that one right.
Yeah, and if you just want to check out Jonathan, that's JFMusic.net.
Yeah,
and of course on all the other avenues you can take to you know, Apple and Spotify and such.
Yeah, and we've got a lot going on the record label this year. It's been busy, and we have some new projects that I'm getting really excited about being able to promote soon. We can't announce them quite yet, but our biggest couple projects that came out besides, you know, I've been promoting my own record a lot today, but it was Michael Gaither's new project just came out this past spring. It's called Hey Karma. Check that one out. And the Buckhorn Mountain Stompers had their album come out late last year, which has done really well. And then kind of the surprise and what's been a lot of fun is we put out a collaborative a collection of kids' songs, all original tunes by North State artists called Cats, Dogs, and Pollywogs, and that's just been a ton of fun to promote and to see the response all over the country on the different tunes and getting that out there. And so if you haven't heard about that and you've got any children in your life, it's for all ages, and it's a ton of fun. It's called Cats, Dogs, and Pollywogs, and it's available Enjoy the Store and Music Connection in Reading and online through MiracleMileRecords.com or CDBaby.com. And it's fun.
Right. Do you have a Facebook page, Jonathan?
We sure do. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Facebook is on the internet now and your phone. And yeah. So Miracle Mile Records on Facebook and then all your favorite independent artists associated with, you know, here around the North Country, like their Facebook page and support them and go to their shows. And, you know, it's all a part of the growing the fan base and getting our art out there in creative ways.
How long have you been here in the North State, Jonathan?
I moved to Northern California in 2001 and up to Redding in 2004. And so I feel like I've put in a little time. I'm still not a 100% local. Everybody knows I'm not from here, but I sure do live here, and I love being a part of the community, and our surrounding areas are just so beautiful and fun to be a part of. And the music is great, and the support that musicians give each other around this area is very remarkable. And we have community radio and folks like yourself that promote us and let us emote our tunes on air. It's fantastic. So thank you, Shane.
Hey, well, yeah, thanks for that shout out, Jonathan. And what do you got? Besides promoting your newest recording, what do you got going on here locally?
Yeah, I'm in a little bit of a downtime. I just was on the road for 2 months, played about 20 performances, and did some other fun things all around the country. Got to see a lot of family and friends, and play some really cool shows. And so I've written a lot. I'm focusing on writing right now, and I do have a local show coming up in November 17th at Kelly's Pub downtown Reading on Hilltop. That it'd be Morgan Hannaford and myself playing these tunes and some other cool tunes, but I'm in a little bit of a limbo place of what to do next. I'll probably do a California and a Northwest run at some point in the coming months, but for the most part I'm local, and so if you have anything going on, let me know. I like doing house shows and other events, or let's collaborate.
Hey, so would people get a hold of you at the jfmusic.net?
Absolutely.
That'd be how to get it for house parties. And
yeah.
All right. And I know that you you do a lot of collaborations with other musicians. I'm thinking mostly of the ones I've seen you with mostly is Morgan Hannaford, but I don't get out much, so. I know you play with quite a few folks. Well,
let's play a couple tunes that were co-writes with some of my close pals, and we'll start with a song that Morgan brought to me that we put together about a year ago. It's just a classic country breakup song called Fence Posts.
Classic country breakup song. I like that. I better get the tissues out, huh?
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay. Out upon the road,
fence posts are leaning low. Trouble down below, the story goes untold. Don't believe everything you read. When you hold see, all that's golden is not gleaming. Stock is out upon that road, and your fence posts are leaning low. Trouble down below, there's trouble down below, the story goes untold.
Jonathan Foster on Locomotion with Shane on KKRN Community Radio. We are a grassroots, listener-supported, all-volunteer radio station. And if you haven't taken the opportunity to become part of KKRN's family, you can do so anytime by going to kkrn.org. And there's a little tab at the top of our homepage. It says Donate. You click that, you go to a safe and secure site, and you decide when to give. You decide how much to give. And remember, folks, because we are a nonprofit group, you are able to write off your donation on your income tax if you itemize, if you're such a lucky person, and I hope you are, to itemize. And anytime, kkrn.org, donate. No amount too large, no amount too small. Well, I think anything under $10. And I know right now, I just want to, since I'm asking for money, I just want to let people know that, remind them about all the tragedies that are happening around as far as the weather and the flooding and the fires. And boy, we're so grateful for that little bit of rain that we had that helped out our local firefighters. And if you haven't taken the opportunity to help support some of our neighbors, even though they're geographically challenged, they're far away from us, yeah, take the opportunity, if you're in a giving mood, to shoot them off a little money to help your neighbors out wherever they be. Okay, we're going to get back to Jonathan and one of your neighbors you can help support, or your local musicians, because I know a lot of them, they do this out of the passion of their hearts, and they put a lot of their time, effort, and money to keep us entertained. And I'm very grateful to be able to bring them into your home every once in a while on Locomotion. And they're what make my program successful. So if you like programs like Locomotion with Shane, won't you please donate? Okay, enough of that. Jonathan, I really like that song. That wasn't as sad as I thought it was going to be.
I've been told I have an innate ability to make a really depressing song sound upbeat.
You know, there is an art to that, I think. You know, one of the other people I forgot to mention was Jim Dyer. He does a lot of work. You guys collaborate a lot together, and we play a lot of Jim's music. You know, we play a lot of you guys' music up here because it's local and it's really fine stuff. And I was wondering if you could just, I know your music career has been pretty blessed, and sometimes it can be a little hard out there for some of these guys that are starting to get started. And can you give them a little voice of encouragement, just to put you on the spot?
Just keep doing what you're doing.
Just keep it up.
Do it for yourself. Write what you want to write. Play what you want to play. And don't wait for your phone to ring. Get out there and meet people. And be persistent, but you know, be humbled too. We all have different talent levels, and we all have different styles. And there's so many different music scenes in every microcosm of America too. So, you know, we have the Blues Society, and we have the Oak Song Society, and we have the singer-songwriters, and we have the open mic crowd, and we have classical music, and we have the hip hop folks, and the list goes, and the fiddle, and the fiddlers, and the old time fiddlers,
right.
And so there's a niche out there for everybody, and there's experimental stuff too. Find your groove, find what you want to do, and then find your tribe that fits your vibe, you know. And there's a lot of great folks around these parts too to help you out, and don't feel like you ever have to do it yourself. And as artists too, we can be very insular, and that's a part of it, is we sometimes do have to keep close to our vest on certain things, and everybody operates a little bit differently. So I guess my big word of encouragement is just keep on trucking, as the dead would say, and do it for yourself first and foremost, as any art.
I like that. Find the tribe of your vibe. That's yeah. And when you do, give me a shout out here, or get a hold of me, shane@kkrn.org. We'll have you up here on the air, maybe, huh? And if you have any questions or comments about the program, that's the good place to get a hold of me, shane@kkrn.org. If you want to know anything more about Jonathan Foster, you can also ask me at that address, and I'll be glad to pass it on to Jonathan. And Jonathan, this Green-Eyed Bird CD, we might as well give a shout-out to some of the other people, like the gentleman who did the artwork for you.
Absolutely. I may have had more compliments on that than the songs, perhaps, on this tour. Mr. Sean Randall did this great portraiture of me. He's an artist now down in New Orleans. He specializes in portraits and oil paintings with a spackle knife. And the album cover turned out fantastic. It was kind of a concept with my profile, and I look like I'm carved out of stone with my big bald head with a bunch of green-eyed bird feathers flying out from below. And so it was perfect, exactly what I wanted. So check his stuff out on Art by Sean Randall, and he does commissions, and he's doing some fantastic portraiture work for kind of the citizens of the underground of New Orleans right now. It's pretty cool stuff.
All right. Did you do you get the master of that painting?
I do. It's in, wow. I don't know what to do with it. You know, I don't like looking at myself. I'm scared in the mirror every morning, Shane. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool, though. Yeah. Check it out there. Green-Eyed Bird. Now, is there a creature called the Green-Eyed Bird specifically, or is it?
Oh, it's a secret. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So a part of
like the spotted owl secret, or
part of my other world is I am a bird guy. I do wildlife biology, and so I get paid to find birds, and it's just something that kind of came to mind. It fit into a song, and then it went from there. But I have green eyes, I guess.
Oh, hey, yeah, right. I can't help but to imagine that because you are a biologist, that fits into a lot of your music, the world of animals and nature.
There is influence there, yeah. I get very inspired, being out hiking or doing field work, doing habitat assessments and wildlife surveys. And so I think everybody has their own connection to the outdoors and nature, and it certainly does resonate for what I do in songwriting. It doesn't always come out, I guess. Like, I don't think I'm considered like a nature songwriter or environmental songwriter or anything like that, but there definitely is great influence and great inspiration that can be found from spending some time in the forest, that's for sure.
Right. When you're out there in the forest walking around and you're feeling inspired, do you break out in song?
I feel my John Denver when the birds start landing on my shoulders.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Hey, well, let's get back to some of your great music, Jonathan. Gosh, this hour is half over already. And,
woohoo!
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned Jim Dyer, and there's another collaboration song on there that's been getting a lot of attention that Morgan, Jim, and I put together. It's called To the Sea, and I want to dedicate this one to Kimberly Piazza and Mark Perko. You mentioned the fires and the hurricanes that are happening, and they're over there in Junction City, and Mark Perko is a part of the Miracle Mile family, and check out his music on our website. And they lost their home last week, and so they're putting together the pieces for that, and we're looking forward to a new album from Mark soon too, and hopefully they can rise like a phoenix. And so this one's This one's for them. It's called To the Sea.
Rocking back and forth on the choppy seas, like a Dixie cup all wild and free. Follow me. Rocking back and forth on the choppy seas, like a Dixie cup all wild and free. Follow me. Follow me. Should the waves knock you down, oh, don't you frown, before the moon pulls the tide around. Well, that's all she wrote, a pirate's creed, a siren song in the seaweed. Follow me to the sea. Well, you sway your hips, cause you love to dance, and feel the fire inside, take a chance. Follow me. In all the gray and wet, when your feet got cold, you scratch your head, but you're not that old. Follow me. Follow me. What went missing for a while, this pretty song and a handsome smile. See him load the ship with the treasure map. Grab your coat and boot, don't forget your hat. Follow me to the sea. Steer you wrong. If you've got a mate, he can tag along. Follow me. And bring your stories in, and we'll pour the rum. Hear the belly laughs with the guitar strum. Follow me. Follow me. And drop the sails down. Free your soul. Feel your heartbeat. That's the goal. If it's all it seems to be, it's up to us to plant that seed. Hear the ocean roll. You're a special guest. Whatever style you got, that's the style that's best. Follow me to the sea. Oh, follow.
And that was Jonathan Foster, To the Sea, one of the songs off of his Green-Eyed Bird CD, just newly released here in, what was that, in July? And you can
July
get...
July 4th.
July 4th, that was a good one, yeah. And KKRN listeners, they've been hearing it since July 4th, everyone, not every week, but we've heard quite a few of these songs. And,
oh, right on.
You know, one of my favorites is The Devil's Darner, because it... there's a couple of lyrics in there about you best be behave and listen to what your mama says. And
spooky.
Yeah, it is a little spooky song, but with the, like you were mentioning earlier, you have the talent of making it a toe tapper.
And well, let's do it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, that was not really a request, but if you're wanting to do it, I'm wanting to hear it, and I'm sure our listeners are too. So, can you tell us a little bit about this song, Jonathan?
Certainly. So this is a co-write with Morgan Hannaford, and he's also a professor of biology over there at Shasta College, and he's an entomologist, the study of insects, and I also studied insects in college, and so we have an affinity for the dragonfly, and this is a song about the folklore and misconceptions in the history of the world of the Dragonfly. And so we did a little bit of research and some fun collaboration to put together this kind of folk noir B-side kids song that is a lot of fun. And it's called The Devil's Darner. And the Darners is the biggest family of dragonflies. That's where it comes from. And so we don't ever use the word dragonfly in there, and some folks don't understand. They just think it's a monster or folklore or something like that. But there was a legitimate fear all over the world in different societies and cultures that the dragonfly was evil and would sting you. And the Native Americans were one of the only cultures that worshipped the dragonfly because they knew that it ate biting insects. And if there were dragonflies around, you weren't going to get eaten up by mosquitoes and black flies and deer flies as much.
Wow. See, now that's the story behind the music that I love to hear. Yeah, that just, I'll hear the song differently now, Jonathan. Thanks.
From the cypress swamps and bogs to the Tupelo Slough, where the rivers twist and fold to the muddy bayou, a legend has been told, past the young from old, the devil's darners coming after you. A little boy snuck down to snooze right beside a stream, skipped out on all his chores behind his ears. He didn't clean by the banks. His parents only heard a terrifying scream, and they searched for days, but he ain't been seen. To all you lazy children, the devil sent them here. He'll dawn your eyes, knit your nose, sew your lips and ears. Like fire are gonna make you drop and roll. How many will it take to haul away your soul? Oh, well, listen to your elders and do what you are told. Don't let the devil's dawn take your soul. In a black fly cloud, a dawning needle pond, in hope for comfort underneath the adder servant's right arm. Don't fall asleep by the waterside, everybody warns, or you'll return as the devil's dawner spawn. To all you lazy children, the devil sent them here. He'll dawn your eyes, knit your nose, sew your lips and like fire, I'm gonna make you drop and roll. How many will it take to haul away your soul? Well, listen to your elders and do what you are told. Don't let the devil's dawn take your soul. Go on, listen to your elders and do what you are told. Don't let the devil's dawn take your soul.
Devil's Darner by Jonathan Foster, and you can listen to that again on the Green Eyed Birds CD released in July, and all your favorite music outlets. And Jonathan Foster, one of our local singer-songwriters right here in Shasta County. Jonathan, your guitar playing, I've been watching you play for quite a few years here now, and boy, you're getting real comfortable on that thing, and got a lot of time on it. And I just want to let you know that you've always had a great deal of confidence on the stage, but I've seen it. Boy, you just really gotten into your groove here, and it really comes out on the CD. I I've enjoyed all your past CDs as well, and this one I really enjoy it as well. And I want to thank you for coming up and sharing it with our KKRN listeners. And yeah, you can check it out on all your, like I say, you can get a hold of Jonathan at www.jfmusic.net. And to help support local musicians, Jonathan, we only have 13 more minutes left. And so I want to try to get in as many songs as we can. You can just roll along here, and sounds I'll try to good. Be quiet for a minute or 10.
Well, I appreciate it, Shane. And yeah, this is my second year now with this 21-year-old Martin HD 28 that I'm very fond of. And I think that's why it sounds so much better. It's definitely the guitar. And look, we got a visitor, a four-legged visitor.
Yeah, Digger Dog. We're a community radio station. The dogs come and go.
Well, earlier I mentioned these are a collection of all new tunes from the last 2 years except for one, and we'll play that one. This is a song I've been carrying around a long time, but I know it's never able to put it down onto a studio album. And I wrote it when I transitioned from the East Coast to the West Coast, and just something that felt I finally needed to do like a solid version of. And I'm excited. Our pal Hal Johnson has done a version of it too that's hopefully coming out on his new project in the near future. So it's called Rain in July. Yeah, well, I'm leaving just like the rain
That's Jonathan Foster on Locomotion with Shane, KKRN Community Radio. Jonathan's newly released CD, Green Eyed Bird, you can get it now at all of the avenues that you get your music, Spotify, CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, Amazon,
YouTube.
Yeah, you know, that's fun. That's a good idea. YouTube, you can pull up some of Jonathan's music and watch them before you go purchase.
You can even stream all these albums on YouTube now, too.
Well, how does that help your pocket?
Well, believe it or not, it does.
Does it really?
Streaming revenue is real, and that is used to be called the future, and it's now the present. I would say, between Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube is where I make most of my digital royalties, and it's a bizarre world out there, and people still do, including myself. I gravitate towards the album. I love popping in the CD, and on my road trips, I play records and CDs and even cassette tapes at home. And some people just want to hear the periodic songs once in a while, and other folks still want to hear the album as a whole. And I still believe in building that album, you know.
Right. Yeah. Jonathan, we got enough time for maybe two more songs. You want to burn two of them in a row?
Yeah, let's do it. Do the first track off the project. Let's see. It's called Sunrise Letdown. Just a pretty simple tale of young love and summertime, and it's probably appropriate right here as we venture into September and long for those cooler, shorter days, but at the same time we want our freedoms back of that summertime as a child, right?
Right. Hey, just in case we go over, I want to let our listeners know that Geezer Rock's coming up after Locomotion, and you're listening to Jonathan Foster.
It feels right, and I feel right. Outside, meet me tonight. I know it, you know it. Going forward, let's show it. Don't look back and don't hold back. If we hold back, there's no looking back. And at the end of a beautiful night, we'll gather around for the sunrise. Let down. Should we close our wake up now, summer's gone. Climb the mountaintop from this paved rock. Can touch my hand, please don't stop. I know it, you know it. Going forward, let's show it. Reciting rhymes from famous minds, singing these lines out of time. And at the end of a beautiful night, we gather around sunrise lit down. If we close our eyes, wake up now, summer's gone.
one more to take you to the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks a lot for tuning in, and thank you, Shane, for having me. This is called Freewheeling American Dream.
Thank you, Jonathan Foster. Green-Eyed Bird on all the music avenues and jfmusic.net. Say bye, Jonathan.
We'll see you next time. Thanks so much. Have okay. a great weekend.
Thank you, brother. And we're going to be going into Giza Rock, which is already in progress. And I want to thank our local underwriters, InPlan and the Pit Stop Store. Thanks, y'all. We'll be back next week with some more local music.